TC Energy hadn't installed any of its Keystone XL pipes in South Dakota, but it owns 7 pump stations and 3 are nearly complete. The company leases 10 pipe yards, 7 contractor yards, and at least 2 work camps. TC Energy also has a road bond and construction permit from the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission. Kristen Edwards is a staff attorney for the PUC. She says the permit conditions say TC Energy must reclaim the land and roads it uses.
They'll have to restore it back to you as good or better quality than it was before they came.
TC Energy says in a recent court document that it's working on canceling various permits. It's also sold most of its land and terminated most of its leases. Pipe yards with pipes and pump stations with infrastructure will be sold to companies who will remove the material. TC Energy estimates it will cost $84 million to decommission the pipeline on federal land alone. Edwards says there is no deadline for TC Energy to leave South Dakota, and the PUC will monitor the company during the reclamation period. The agency will then cancel the company's road bond and public liaison.
Once they believe they have completed their duty to restore everything, they'll make a filing with us, and commission staff will investigate that filing and call the counties and the township and DOT to make sure they're also in agreement that everything's been restored and the roads are all in good condition.
The PUC has no control over TC Energy's easements. Those will need to be handled between the company and 314 private landowners. I'm SDPB's Ariel Zients.